Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with Program 71 of a series of 260 broadcasts dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years. From the Banks of the Ocklawaha by Frank L. Fitzsimmons covered those early years and his 25-year stint behind these microphones, and we simply take up where Fitz left off. We take so many things for granted in life, and during the snow and ice storm back during the winter, we just assumed the Henderson County Rescue Squad would be on the job, and they were, more in a minute. I experienced a first during the ice storm this past winter. Though I had a four-wheel drive vehicle, being semi-retired, it wasn't necessary for me to make it to the radio station. And with our power out, well, we were out only 24 hours compared to the extended outages experienced by some, but we were prepared. We had fresh batteries and two radios, and our folks here at the station did a superb job of keeping the public informed. Looking back on that week-long period when the power was out for thousands of people and travel was difficult, you heard very little of the Henderson County Rescue Squad. They were just going about their business as usual, seeing that nurses and medical personnel were transported to hospital, checking on elderly or disabled who were, well, surviving and didn't want to leave their homes. Squad members without pay and on their own time were getting fuel and food to those without. Medicines were delivered, and even blood pressures and pulses were taken and reported to family doctors. I thought of all the people I've known who have been active in the rescue squad, such people as David Bennett, Tom Edmondson, Arnold Heaton, Harvey Raines. And then I remembered that venerable old peddler of Cadillacs and Buicks and Pontiacs, one Ralph Jones. Now, Ralph is about 7 years older than Shirley Temple, but he still is behind his sales desk at Boyd Pontiac every day, and I knew he was still active in the rescue squad. Ralph has always been a very diffident person, and when I started questioning him about the rescue squad, he'd turn and look away embarrassedly and suggest, "Why don't you talk to David Bennett?" A few more questions, and he'd respond, "Bill McClure can give you all the information you need." I'd done a good deal of research even before I went to see Ralph, so I at least had plenty of questions just to keep on asking. "It was organized within the VFW, wasn't it?" "Yep," Ralph answered. "There were 25 of us who organized it, plus Police Chief Bill Powers, Fire Chief Ed Edney, Sheriff Paul Hill, as well as CAP Captain Alan Foote. They were honorary members. Plus there were 10 or 15 community leaders we asked to be advisors." Ralph paused a minute and then said, "It wasn't long till we changed the name to the Hendersonville Rescue Squad, where there were quite a few people who wanted to join but were not members of the VFW. Plus, the city had offered us space in a city building to store our equipment. Name some of the men who were most active back in April of 1957, I asked. "Well," Ralph answered, "Ed Honeycutt was our captain. I think we had 5 lieutenants, Jim Bartlett, Glenn Marlowe, myself, Glenn Simpson, and the late Buddy Richardson." He said some of the sergeants were Bob Gillespie, Ron Stepp, Woodrow Bentley, and then later Bill McClure. All of a sudden he said, "Here, let me get you a copy of our current roster." He disappeared for a minute and then handed to me a Xerox copy of the Henderson County Rescue Squad, January 1996. It had each member's call number, their job description, their pager number. I noticed the 12 officers plus 3 squad members and 3 persons from the community make up the board. A separate category consisting of some 32 people were classified as full members, so with the officers and current active members, the number is about 44. In addition, there are 11 semi or inactive members, plus 4 trainees listed. "You first were the VFW Rescue Squad, and then Hendersonville. When did you become the Henderson County Rescue Squad?" I asked. "Oh, years and years ago," Ralph said. "The city and the county and the United Way provide funding, which has changed, by the way, very little down through the years. Not one of our people ever receives a nickel for the time they spend. And to help us buy new equipment, we receive donations from time to time." "Ralph, do you have any idea of the number of calls or the hours of service performed?" He answered, "You come back tomorrow, and I'll have all the material you need. And tomorrow this seventh child of a seventh child will share with you the armloads of evidence of service I borrowed from Ralph Jones. Sursum corda as we move in to the next 50 years."